David, now we come to Galatians chapter 5.
Yep.
Again, you hear the building of this this passionate preacher who is this calling on them.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's two things that he's aiming at now is, first of all, that there is freedom in Christ, and that freedom must be defended, and that freedom must not be used as an excuse to just live a wild and wicked life.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's he begins to tackle both sides. It's, hey, yeah, yes, you need to defend the freedom and not go back into the law. But, hey, guys, I'm not saying that your freedom is just can be used as an excuse to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
And so he begins to bring this concept in as well, because sometimes people do that. They say, you know, that they're not leaning on one side of the road.
Yeah.
Next minute they're driving on the other side of the road.
Exactly.
Just stay what God wants.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're not going into the law, but there's another extreme, which is, well, I'm not under the law. I have total freedom, and therefore I can do whatever I want. Listen for how Paul addresses that issue.
Yeah.
He goes hard at the false teachers. He goes hard at those who are trying to take our freedom from us, but he also goes hard at those who are trying to use freedom for their own selfish reasons.
And again, strong imagery that he uses again. You know, you are running the good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? And then he mentions a little later on about the people who are trying to do this false teaching to them. He says, as far as circumcision is concerned, I wish they'd go all the way and emasculate themselves. So
yeah,
he didn't hold back.
Okay. And I need sometimes, listen through this chapter a couple of times as David reads. Listen to it for yourself about these freedoms. Where are you? Are you protecting your freedom or are you misusing your freedom? What's the right way to use freedom? But then listen to it again and imagine you're one of the false teachers sitting there hearing Paul say these things about you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
me?
Yeah. So enjoy and be challenged by chapter 5. Thanks.
Okay, here we go. Galatians chapter 5. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not again be held under the yoke of slavery. Understand that I, Paul, myself, tell you that if you allow yourselves to be circumcised, Christ will avail you nothing. I again declare to everyone who receives circumcision that he binds himself to obey the whole law. You have severed yourselves from Christ. You who are seeking to be pronounced righteous through law, you have fallen away from love. For we, by the help of the Spirit, are eagerly awaiting for the fulfillment of our hope, that we may be pronounced righteous as the result of faith. If a man is in union with Christ Jesus, neither is circumcision nor the omission of it anything. But faith, working through love, is everything. You were once making good progress. Who has hindered you from obeying the truth? The persuasion brought to bear on you does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens all the dough. I, through my union with the Lord, am persuaded that you will learn to think with me. But the man who is disturbing your minds will have to bear his punishment, whoever he may be. If I, brothers, am still proclaiming circumcision, why am I still persecuted? It seems that the cross has ceased to be an obstacle. I could even wish that the people who are unsettling you would go further still and mutilate themselves. Remember, brothers, to you the call came to give you freedom. Only do not make your freedom an opportunity for self-indulgence, but serve one another in a loving spirit. Indeed, the whole law has been summed up in this one precept. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thou dost thyself. But if you are continually wounding and preying upon one another, take care that you are not destroyed by one another. This is what I have to say. Let your steps be guided by the Spirit, and then you will never gratify the cravings of your earthly nature. For these cravings of our earthly nature conflict with the Spirit, and the Spirit with our earthly nature. They are two contrary principles, so that you cannot do what you wish. But if you follow the guidance of the Spirit, you are not subject to law. The sins of our earthly nature are unmistakable. They are sins like these: unchastity, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, quarrels, strife, jealousy, outbursts of passion, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, feelings of envy, drunkenness, revelry, and the like. And I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who indulge in such things will have no place in the kingdom of God. But the fruit produced by the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindliness, generosity, trustfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Jesus the Christ have already crucified their earthly nature with its passions and its cravings. Since our life is due to the Spirit, let us rule our conduct also by the Spirit. Do not let us grow vain and provoke or envy one another.